Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right. Check 1, 2. Now we're here. Hi. It's the After Party Podcast on the 24th day of September 2021. It's 9:12. Marnes was nice enough to stick around. AJ was nice enough to stick around. Corey stuck around.
Yeah. Did Paul die?
Yeah, he's doing a commercial. He's doing a commercial, yeah. And which is like literally watching a tree grow.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's takes a long time. In the end, it's beautiful.
Yes. We talked about this, Chris, in your studio. Because I couldn't think of the word properly to say it on air. The proper terminology is musical. It's poems. It's all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Iambic pentameter.
Yeah, right.
Is interesting with Paul.
Yeah. It really is.
And we talked about it. He uses it as a stall tactic to either open up his phone or get his script or figure out what he's going to say next. But like every time he wins after the initials game, it's, oh, yeah, Club Mystic. Mr. Club,
is iambic pentameter the rhythm, the
cadence,
up down?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And he does it very dramatically. Like he says a sentence, and sometimes he stops in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah. I love it because it always sounds like he's reading it for the first time. When you know he's read it over
like
and over.
He's pulling the sponsor out of the hat.
Yeah, right.
Of
exactly. Yeah.
A possible 100.
And again, Marnes,
100.
I know you and Lil B are undefeated together on Program Password, right?
Yeah, 6-0.
I was so excited to take on Common and Lil B at the fair with Sauce. Because I'm like, Sauce and I know each other. We're going to fucking kill these two. Common's mailing it in. He had lost like 13 or 14 in a row. And then we played it, and Sauce was so fucking bad at it. I believe he's never won.
In this room before.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ever won, and I don't know why I thought I was the one that was going to get him to the finish line. He is so bad at it because he truly doesn't understand the game. And the best example, when we were out there, the fucking password was sale, and his clue to me was Chris.
Chris Sale, the pitcher, but when you hear the word Chris,
there's a million different Chris.
What that means to me though is he doesn't understand the game. The first thing he thought of when the password was Sale was Chris Sale. That's not how you play the play.
What is the word you can think of that will spark
me to say it the easiest?
Yes.
Chris is the worst possible clue for Sale.
The number of different ways you can go with Chris.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, for example, and looking back, I can't believe he didn't do it. If he said schooner, I would have 100% understood the Mallrats reference. I would have said sailboat.
Oh.
Maybe Tennessee would have done the whole form of the word, and then I would have said sail. He says fucking Chris. I should have at least guessed hockey. Hi, Paul, by the way, we're talking about you. But I just was like, I was so stunned. I didn't even guess. I'm like, I don't even know where to go with this. You remember that, Paul?
What happened?
Program password when the password was sale and you said Chris?
Yeah, I'm not good at that game.
No, you are not good at that game. Marnie and Barb are very good at that game.
Are you guys playing today?
No. I haven't been asked back since the fair, but...
Well, you haven't lost. Maybe they're tired of losing to you.
She's been gone. She missed a Friday.
Right.
And
festival.
Yeah, that's right, in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think... I mean, it's nice to, like, shake it up and mix and match, I think. So I'm happy to come back.
Yeah.
Now my Friday mornings are tied up.
Yeah, good
so,
for you, man.
Thanks
so
for having
glad.
Me, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of it, man.
He said, man.
Hey, by the way, Power Trip Betts.
Come on.
Today's his birthday.
He died.
Happy birthday, Power Trip Betts.
Happy birthday, Betts.
Wow, well, that's ironic.
Marnes, when pre-pandemic, you know, you once in a while made appearances on the Paul Allen Project. You're familiar with Paul Allen, right? The weirdo down the hall? Now, a year and a half later, you're a staple on the morning show. You are a frequent guest of the Common Man, Dan Cole. You're like a member of the fan now. What a weird switch
kind
for you.
It feels like that, but you know what? I feel like it's a good fit. I don't exactly know why. I can't put my finger on it, but you know when you're just comfortable with people?
Yeah.
It's not the on-air product, which I think is also fine, but it's...
it's fine.
I mean, when I'm there, my contribution.
So we're aiming
but
a little higher.
I'm very comfortable here with you guys. We're like almost friends.
Almost.
And that's been a big deal. Chad Abbott, Burb, all these people. This feels like a very comfortable place for me. So I feel like that's part of how it's translated. Thank you very much for saying that.
Yeah
I love it here. I like it here.
Yeah.
I like you.
We like maximizing our Marnie.
Yeah, more Marnie.
Yeah, more Marns.
More Marnie.
Sas and I kind of have a handshake, so I don't want to.
It's a turkey.
It's kind of the awkward bit.
Okay.
That's how turkeys
that
talk.
Me out.
That's
I like that.
It turned you on.
I'd have a better chance of winning Password with a fucking turkey then.
Yeah.
I like the Dov hand more.
Marnes, you did today in initials what you've done historically before you were the official fifth member of initials.
It
you
sucked.
Always find a couple.
Yeah. Sucked.
I don't know how you do that, though. You always find two. It doesn't matter if somebody's pulling away with six or whatever. But
yes,
I'm
usually good for two.
That's crazy.
Usually good for two. I had John Denver.
Hesitated.
Yep, I hesitated and it cost me.
Josh Donaldson and I hesitated as well.
Okay.
I was like, 2010? Fuck. He couldn't have debuted then.
I've been burned jumping in too soon.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be sure. And then, nope, I got sniped.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. Gosh dang it.
Fun.
I've got the home version too. I enjoy it.
Where do you play that or get that?
You can get it at initialsgame.com. That's initialsgame.com.
You know, I was a little self-conscious of being like just in a room and it's a debut and I'm like, I don't know if this is a big deal. I've got a giant zit on my jawline.
Okay.
Over here.
Didn't notice. Thanks for pointing it out.
Well, I covered it with some makeup.
Unsee
okay.
It.
When
God
I
damn, that's huge.
Yeah. When I looked in the mirror this morning, I said to myself, that's a huge zit.
Yeah.
But then I also woke up with one over here. Mm-hmm. So you know when like when people talk about the most beautiful faces in the world and like a scientist studies, why is Brad Pitt? But
symmetrical.
It's symmetry. Kelly
Crystal. Symmetry,
it's,
yeah.
Yes, having symmetry in the face. And so when I got this giant zit on my right side jawline, I also tried to get one on my left side jawline.
Even it out.
Just to
beautiful.
Keep my handsome face.
You did
face.
Not try to do that.
Just beautiful.
I know you did, but you did that on purpose?
I did.
Yeah, just beautiful.
Yeah, I can produce zits.
Yeah, you rub like onion ring oil just on one little spot.
So I came in, you know when
just
you're,
grease.
When it's kind of, I was focused on it. I was like wearing this cowl neck to thinking it hides my chin. So I was a little distracted, which may have helped open my mind a little.
Because
I had a lot of things written on my paper for JD, which I typically don't.
Yeah.
Waiting on Josh Duhamel. Didn't hit. But it was a good start, I feel like. And I'm still not over it. Probably going to be pissed all day.
Yep.
But I get to try again next Friday. And
you
that's
do.
The difference. Because when I'm in here as a guest, I think I may not get this invite for another year.
Right.
Maybe 6 months to a year and I get asked again. And now I get to
shake it off and come right back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't mean to pry too much and we can move on from your zits after
zits?
But is it from a mask? Because I have experienced
mask
zits.
Mask
knee. Okay, sorry. But that could certainly be the situation,
right? No.
No?
Okay.
Are you stressed? Are you stressed out?
You should take up smoking.
Okay. Is vaping okay?
No.
It feels cleaner.
What are you, 17?
Marnes, what would you do if you looked over at your husband, Matt, and you guys were watching a show together on Netflix?
As we do.
And he was just pretending to smoke cigarettes. What would your reaction be if your husband just indiscriminately was pretending to smoke cigarettes to relieve stress?
Yeah, I'd be like, what the F are you doing?
Right.
Because that's what Sas does.
He does.
I did it the other day. We were watching a documentary about a guy who has multiple personalities named Michael...
Billy.
Michael Billy?
Michael Billigan.
Oh, yeah.
And he claimed to have 24 personalities. Classic gal bit. You guys ready? This is the first time I'm ever going to throw my gal under the bus.
Can't wait.
So it's begun.
An
episode
in,
the end.
I love
it's
her.
It's happening.
I do.
Yeah,
she knows
I get it. You don't have to explain that shit to me.
Yeah, we get it. You love her. She hates you. You're going to spend the rest of your life together. That's how all of
match
these
made
work.
In hell.
They all hate us.
I go, he's faking it. He's full of shit. These 24 personalities, he's full of shit. He's making the whole thing up. And she goes, no, he's not. The end of it, she goes, I think you're right. He made that all up. I go, yeah. So then, halfway through it, I was fake smoking cigarettes.
Like satisfied, like sex kind of smoking? Or
I've never been.
So wait, you don't that she's allowed to change her opinion?
No. I'm just saying that, said I was wrong.
Yeah,
okay, fuck off.
But why were you fake smoking?
Yeah, what was
or did
stress they smoked the whole time in the video, so I just was like.
Oh. To rub it in.
Flavor country, yeah. Population meets
I should be locked up.
You should say Virginia Slam.
Man, true story. When I worked for the city of Wayzata, I got the job because of my dad. But it was one of those jobs that they knew that, so they were fucking mean to me. And then I was like, they're like, wait, he actually works hard. I had the job for 3 months.
No chance.
You're faking it.
Yeah, I was faking it. But one of the guys goes, why don't you smoke 100 cigarettes? They're longer. I go, why would I do that? He goes, it's more cigarettes, same price. So for a while, I smoked long cigarettes.
That's a true story?
Mm.
Fuck you.
God, cigarette smoking.
I don't get it, dude.
I did it for a long
time.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And cigarettes are $9 to $10 a pack.
$10 a pack.
They're $15 on the West Coast. $15.
Oh. Man.
Like out in California, I think they're upwards of $20 for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. Did you ever smoke, Mark?
No. I've tried it a handful of times. I've never been able to take it into my lungs. I just like put it into my
Yep, careful.
Yeah. I can't like I mean I probably could, I don't want to, so I've never done it correctly, but
That was my problem with weed too, and I'm not exaggerating. I think I've done weed. I don't know, eight times. My problem was always, I just get so, it's almost claustrophobic. I don't get comfortable when the smoke's in my lungs. So I don't even care about the high. I just get so uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't like this. I can't breathe like this. And then drinking doesn't have that, so let's just drink.
All right,
or do
you
gummies
smoke,
or something.
I know, Sauce, you smoked. Did you, Hawk or Chris,
I've
AJ?
I've never even held a real cigarette.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've smoked like 3 cigarettes in my life, and all of them were on New Year's, and it was all sarcastically done.
Mm. Yeah, I've
like I went full Andrew Dice Clay the whole bit.
I still wish I had seen that in person.
Yeah, true story. True story. I did it. True story.
I bet we could have got you to do that in London.
Oh, no doubt I would have done that in London. Yeah. I was freaking obliterated.
The only time I was with you guys at all is when we had lunch, and then that was,
and we were all hungover.
Yeah,
because that was the night too. You were there.
Yeah,
I was there also. I was sick.
I was bored out of my goddamn brain.
We were tired.
Like I was so tired.
And yeah, we were waiting for food, and it took
forever
at the Charles Dickens place.
Yeah, yeah.
And you ended up, I think, leaving before your food even got there.
I had to because my goddamn cab ride was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Right. So then I go walk back because it was near us. I walked back to the hotel. And we both woke up to them having the night
time
of their
life.
It was the best night ever.
Time of their life.
Yeah.
We were about to throw in the towel. We were going
I thought you guys were leaving too. We were all tired.
And it was so hot in that restaurant.
Yep. And then Lieber and Bursin showed up, and it was freaking party time, man. It was so much fun.
Classic hockey form. He throws like $70 too much on the table for his one beer, and it paid for the entire meal. He's like, fuck this, I'm leaving.
And the menu was bad too, if I remember.
Yeah,
it was like
the whole restaurant sucked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't a food place.
Marnes, it was one of those nights. We had so much fun. It was one of my favorite nights of my life. And it was so fun that when I told Angie how much fun I had, she was fucking furious. Right? Because I get drunk like once a year just because I don't. Wait, I get up early. Like, I don't know. By the time the weekend hits, I don't want to get shit-faced and get hungover and crap.
Yeah.
So
Do the weed.
I drink very rarely, but I like to get shit-faced when I do. I'm a 0 to 60 miles an hour kind of a guy. Like, I'd rather just do 10 shots and get it over with. Let's get hammered and have fun. We got obliterated in London, and I told Angie, I'm like, we had the best time. We were out to, like, you know, whatever in the morning. I don't know where we were. It was the best. And she's like, you got shit-faced and had fun without me? I'm like, I sure did. And she's like, don't come home. I'm like, great. See you in 3 days.
She brings it up every time I see
her. Oh, yeah. If anybody ever says, you know, time of my life in London, she's like, great. Glad you had so much fun without me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We had a blast.
It was so much fun.
Does she drink at all?
She's like me. She gets drunk about 3 times a year.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Is she a happy drunk or mean, like?
She's a loud talker. She's a very
like somebody I know.
Very loud drinker.
Who hockey?
She's really loud.
Oh, she gets very loud.
Married to.
Take it down a notch. Everybody can hear you.
You know what?
Super loud drunk.
I think Angie's gonna make the next trip to Vegas because
she hates Vegas.
Oh, but when
she loves you.
When I saw her at the State Fair and we were chatting and she was like, "I didn't know you were gonna go to Vegas. I didn't know there were any gals going. I might have gone." And I'm like, "Next time." She's like, "Next time."
Oh boy,
that would be fun, man.
So it's on.
She hates that town. Will you babysit her then? Because can you guys go somewhere else?
Yeah,
I don't
want to
spend
room.
Time with her in
Vegas.
I want to go play cards.
Could you stay home and she come with us?
We
Did
need
you
to
just
get the
Opal
Vikings.
In
we need the Vikings
show?
To get to London again because that that night was. I think it was the night after we had our special guest on the Power Trip Morning Show.
Oh, my God, damn. I'll never forget that.
And then it was a day or two before the infamous cab ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And,
right.
And like, the memories that we had, the videos
again,
we saw that night.
Again, I wasn't in the cab ride.
Ellie
so.
Was, oh, you weren't God, there?
No,
oh,
I didn't
right,
miss
it.
I missed
team.
All of it.
Oh, man. Ellie sneaking a champagne bottle under her jacket or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
We drank it all on the street,
The only
though.
Memory I have of London is having lunch with you guys and almost getting in a fight with a homeless guy.
True.
That was it.
That guy was pissed that we wouldn't give him money.
Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
next
when's
time.
Our next trip?
Right.
You have nothing scheduled. Power Trip does not have an announced.
We actually do have
we'll
something
tell you
very big
we
coming
We got something
up.
Coming. It may be announced 1 week from today.
And it's legitimately the biggest thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
It's an enormous thing.
That's a moving target, and it's also Barb's favorite thing, the announcement of the announcement. But we've had a couple of false starts, but we think the announcement is next Friday.
Yeah, man. Next year's going to be the best year
Next
ever.
Year's going to be...
Best day ever.
I think a little different... Power Trip feel, right?
Yeah,
we're just kind of going for it next
year. It's time
year.
For us to have some fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
it
almost
is,
20
man.
Years. We can start having fun.
Man, 20 years. 20
I've been years?
20 years on the day after Thanksgiving. Yep. I've been getting up at 3. Well, I guess the first year we came on at 7, so 4:15. But I've been getting up at 3:15
for
20
years
of my life.
Yep.
Oh, and my I did mornings before that, so it's been longer than that. But I'm just talking. So I'm allowed to have a little fun. So I can
tell
think
her. About this, too.
No doubt.
Because I'm 41 years old. I'm getting very close to have spent more time on the Power Trip of my life than not on the Power Trip.
Right.
I'm almost, you know, at a 51%, and we're getting there.
It's a part of you.
Yeah.
It's a part of you.
And you could argue, again, with my kids and my wife, I've spent more time with Chris than probably almost anybody in my life.
Yeah.
Outside of my parents and my sister, maybe.
Yeah.
It's Chris is probably number four in my life all time in terms of
I
minutes
see you,
spent with.
I guarantee you I see you more than they do, probably. I mean, because we're together the entire time we're here.
That's true.
And, I mean, not every day. I bet it's close, man.
It's very
it's close.
Paul, your hands up.
Who's hated it the most?
What?
Spending time with you?
I think Angie hates it more than Chris does.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
There's probably days where they could compare notes, but my guess is Angie would say Chris can have him.
Listen, we talk about this stuff all the time, but the bottom line is you spend this much time with anybody, you're going to have bad days from time to time.
Sure.
That's just how it is, man. That's just how it is. But you keep on moving. You do what's best for the show, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes that is telling Sauce to go fuck off.
Why don't you lick my taint?
Wow.
Who are you talking to over there?
My phone.
Oh, you're talking to your phone?
Yeah, he talks.
If you got a phone that'll do that, can I borrow it?
Hey, Siri.
Oh, come on,
Marnes. Well, I was about to say something nice, but...
Oh, go ahead, please.
Well...
Please?
I got thrown.
Hey, Marnes, what's your 2022 look like in terms of when do you start one job, start the other when it comes to Wolves, Twins?
Like the calendar year of 2022?
What months are good for
damn,
you next year?
That's a big zit.
Wow.
That's a huge
thing. No, what months are good for you next year?
Well, I mean, the Wolves start on October 20th,
right,
and then
Mark.
They just go rhythmically three
they'll
days
be,
a week.
They'll be done in April, but when they're done in April, then
to
what?
To mid-April. Usually I cross over to Twins.
Almost immediately?
Yep, and then settle once Wolves and Wild are done, and we are just into Twins, and I will also be starting Lynx in May. So,
Jesus.
It's, I have to make it a point to have downtime. I have to take games off or ask to not be scheduled for this week in August or whatever. So,
what kind of heads up do they normally need? Months? Sometimes? Weeks? Weeks to months?
A good month.
A good month.
Okay. Now that you're on the Power Tour twice a week, can't you give up one of those?
One of my jobs?
Yeah.
I don't know
how
many. You guys all have a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like Gerdsey or PA. Yeah, Sauce just does this.
Yeah.
Sauce just does
Hey, you talk about your vacation for that. What is the plan if you for the Lynx or one of the play-by-play people is sick? Like, where does it? What is the plan?
I don't know that that's ever happened.
Hmm.
If it was like if it was Timberwolves and Dave Benz was
right.
sick or got a flat tire on the way to the arena or something, like I know I could step in because I've done play-by-play for basketball.
Yeah.
Rosie would turn that off so fast.
So fast. Oh,
sorry.
God, he would hate that. He's like, let
you know,
Jim Peterson talk.
Just don't broadcast.
Wasn't there another team this week that just announced their
the Bucks?
Another one, too, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, the Portland, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, they have now a female play-by-play person as well.
So we went from zero to two
in
1 week. Yeah.
Lisa Byington with the clubs.
What's our
Bucks.
Plan?
Can she finish?
Bucks, not
sorry,
clubs.
I talk too much. Bucks. I'm sorry.
No, I would. I just wanted to hear her finish, but I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. I can't fucking wait.
You want to know what the plan is for the Vikings, if PA, right? Yeah. The only time I've ever witnessed that was when we were playing at TCF Bank Stadium, and there was a night game with a snowstorm, and Joe Nelson was still in the picture here.
Was it the Favre game?
When he got I think it might have been. Yeah, the Chicago game. Yeah. And Joe Nelson was getting ready to potentially step in because PA might not have been able to get to the stadium.
That was the hardest it snowed in my life.
Right,
and I sang the national anthem that day. And I can't believe how hard
it was. Because
it
was a night game. PA leave Eden Prairie at like 2?
Something like
that. And
it
took him forever. Yeah.
Well, didn't he almost miss at least a handful of plays when he nearly shit his pants shit his pants?
I'm going to tell you, and I don't think he minds me saying this. I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. But he did shit his pants, by the way. Wasn't almost. He did shit himself.
Tell Marnie the story.
What?
This is all true. Yeah. He said this on the air before.
But
this is not a secret.
He's the best at what he does.
Yeah. So, you know, it's as you well know, you can't leave during the game, especially when NFL games, we have 2.5 minute breaks. That's it, right? Mm-hmm. We go to commercial, you get 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's one bathroom in the press box, always only one bathroom in the press box, and it's always full of guys pissing, right?
Hot.
So I don't think he'll mind me saying this, and let me take an aside. I'll come back to that because we have a new, we have Gabe Henderson in the studio, and there's another gentleman, he probably didn't want me to say his name, but he works for the Vikings, who's now with us in the studio on the away games to make sure that we hit all the copy. He barely knows PA. He's brand new to the situation. And last week, Paul, near the end of the game, pissed in a bottle in the back of the studio because he had to piss. And he just walks in the back with a bottle, takes his penis out, and starts pissing. And the guy has no idea what's going on, right? And I couldn't
say
talk to him because I'm talking to Tana B down the line about doing a scoreboard central. And I could see the look on the guy's face like his... Is he pissing? Yep. Do you guys see that he's pissing? Nobody pays any attention,
Jack Buck
right?
used to do that all the time.
What was the status of the bathroom at the time? And why was that not an option?
It was too far away, and we had 2.5 minutes. He couldn't have gotten to the bathroom and back. And once he got to the bathroom, there'd probably been a line of people waiting to piss. It's every stadium we go to, it's like that. You can't go to the bathroom. I had to pee so bad by the end of the game last week. I'm not kidding you. I had to pee so bad by the end of the game last week that I physically hurt. It physically hurt my belly.
Baseball games are about the length of a football game a lot of times, like an average 3 hours.
Yeah, right.
And there's sort of a scheduled seventh inning understanding that, like, if Dick Bramer needs to use the restroom, that the analyst brings us back from break to give you an extra 30 seconds. Hey, welcome back. Twins lead 7-3.
Sure. And we can do that too.
So it is planned.
He does that. He can talk about
and
quick trips.
So it allows the person to walk to the restroom and use the restroom.
Right. Like an
as
adult.
You should.
Dude, I wish football stadiums had more restrooms in the press area. They just never do.
Didn't US Bank Stadium not have enough? And then the NFL was like,
you
are you
do
fucking
more.
Kidding?
You got to do more. Dude,
it was for the Super Bowl because they knew that the Super Bowl was coming and they made them add. And now there's like 4 or 5 unisex bathrooms.
Yeah.
Because
In the press box.
There's a women's room. I don't know what that's like, but there's a men's room that has one urinal and one stall.
Let me tell you guys, this is an absolute truth.
Oh boy.
Has anybody been in the press box at Soldier Field?
No.
So each press box is its own place, right? Like the main press box is on the other side of the stadium from where the broadcast booths are. So each booth is its own little like elevator shaft. Small, terrible view, and it's field view. Like the fans who sit in front of us high five sometimes, Paul, because they know each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
The worst part, though, is we don't have a bathroom. So we have to use the bathroom where the fans are as well. And first of all, it's the worst smelling shitter in the world. Because they've been shitting there since 1900.
Right, and the stadium's weird like that with the shafts because they have updated it since then.
Right.
But they've built new things into an old frame.
Absolutely. It's beautiful. Right. But the shitters are terrible. So not only do you have to get in there and hope that there's not a million people, you're in there with Bears fans who are drunk and don't want you in there.
And do they recognize?
Oh, yeah, because we got to wear our stuff.
Sure.
Well, so Chicago, big city, old teams, like the stadiums are old. Wrigley Field used to, in the upper concourse, have the trough, like the Metrodome had a trough.
Yeah.
But their trough was a U shape. So if it's busy and you're on the corners, you're literally facing someone as you're peeing into this trough
That's
in the upper deck.
Best. Oh man,
animals.
Oh, man, now I've been in the Chicago Bears bathroom before with Bears fans who were drunk and harassing me as I was pissing. Literally.
Maybe throw a sweater on.
Would you
time.
Rather be?
Yeah, I guess. I should probably think of that.
Public restroom at the Chicago Bears Soldier Field, or in the parking lot in Philadelphia wearing a Vikings hat?
Man, I'll tell you what.
In the back of a rental car.
I know that was dumb, but damn, that was something else.
Right.
But I'll never forget it. After we lost the fucking NFC Championship game, I was on bus 6, and they were rocking the bus back and forth. And I was like, what would they have done if we'd won this game?
Right.
They may have flipped the fucking bus over.
Where was security? A protected area, yeah.
Nowhere. And, you know.
You're kidding.
Well, and you know, we normally have police officers. No, we always have police officers escort us. But they're on their motorcycles, and they're at the front, and there's 6 buses. We're the last bus. They don't give a fuck about us. They were rocking the bus. I was kind of freaked out. I won't lie to you. I was kind of freaked out. Wow. That place is scary as F. It's the only stadium that I know of that has its own jail under the stadium. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. It has its own jail.
Oh, my God.
The police officers are really nice, and they'll take you down and show it to you. It's a looks like Barney Fife's jail. That's how old it is.
Like Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, it looks like that.
Can you imagine if US Bank hadn't updated the press box and, like, Troy Aikman shit during the Super Bowl? Like, his pants... Like, in his pants.
Yeah. Well, let me get back to that story, by the way. Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Which is the best. I'll never forget that as long as I live. So, God, game's going on.
Wait for this one, Marnes.
Yeah. Game's going on, and he decides he's gonna fart.
This was Philadelphia, right?
Yeah. That's right. Oh, no. So, he's going to fart.
And the game's going terribly already.
Everything's shit.
Yeah, everyone's in a bad mood.
And, you know, Paul is basically a member of the team. So, when the team loses... Right. He loses, and you don't, you know, it's the worst, right? So he's sitting down there, and I'm up here behind him, directly behind him. And we go to break, and he goes like this. And he's got this microphone headset where when he lifts it up, it mutes it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So he's sitting in his chair. I'm right behind him. Jared's right there. I think Pete is over to his right, too. And he goes like this. He goes.
Talk loud.
Gentlemen, I shit my pants. And then he pulls his microphone back down and sits back down.
Oh, and sits back down?
Yeah! So, he couldn't go to the bathroom. He shit himself.
This was not like he had a Tootsie Roll in there.
Oh, no, no.
This was he gambled and lost.
That's exactly. And it
that
splattered.
Sort of situation.
It was a splatter fart.
He's also before looked and made, I won't use his name, but it rhymes with Blordo. He in the Hawks seen it.
Yeah.
He has in the press box looked at Norto and gone, Norto, did I shit my pants?
Yeah.
And Norto will be like, yeah. Yeah. And Petey will be like, how bad? He goes, I mean, it's about the size of the bottom of a cup. And then he just goes, all right. And he goes back to it. He has shown up at games with shit stains in his pants.
It's the weirdest thing, man. I may be mixing stories, but I'm almost positive that he only had one pair of pants when he shit himself.
That's the other story.
Yeah. So he had to wear his jacket around, wrapped around, like a fucking teenage girl, wrapped around at recess. He had to wear it because he had shit all over himself. Ugh.
Marnes, just picture for 1 second. You're doing... Lynx and Sparks. Midway through the third quarter, tight-knit game. It's super, it's a nail-biter, edge of your seat. You go to commercial break, and Leah Bielsen goes, Marnie, I think I just shit myself. What would you do if you had to check Leah B. Olsen's pants for shit? Because that's what Blordo, had to do. God. It's bizarre. He's the weirdest man I've ever met. And it's not even close.
I just don't really have a follow-up here.
No.
Is Dick weird like that?
What?
Bremmer.
Bremmer.
Oh, I was like, that's a Corey question.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't fart and stuff? What was the other guy who used to shit
Bert
himself
used
all
to fart
Bert
all the
used
time?
To fart all
yeah.
time, right?
Yeah,
Bert,
was...
like, but Bert was super proud of it in
yes.
public about it.
Yeah.
He thinks farts are the funniest.
Shirt.
Yeah, he thinks farts are the funniest
picture,
things
yeah.
ever.
They are funny. I don't care who you are.
Farts are
hilarious. He probably has stories of accidents.
Gambling.
But I'm not... privy to them, nor do I want to be.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry,
after party.
Man, that's the worst.
Yep.
Blordo. Shart.
Blordo.
Fun.
Yeah, man.
Right, we need to wrap this up and go to the after party off air here, because I need to hear Corey tell Marnie the story about the London taxi ride.
Oh yeah, man.
His perspective was goddamn that.
Him telling the story is probably funnier than the actual, and it was I'm sure it was very funny.
I laughed so uncomfortably hard.
I was on fucking tilt.
Yeah.
God, sure. I wish I'd been there. I've had a charmed life. That's one of the great regrets of my life is that
yeah,
I went home that
fun.
Night. But you guys were having fun. I was masturbating in my hotel room.
Okay, goodbye.
Our cab ride.
Jeez, right.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is a truthful podcast.
Yeah, this is the truth podcast.
It's the truth,
man.
That's
why we talk about Paul Allen shitting his pants just freely.
Now, just to be clear, I will not be joining this podcast Fridays regularly.
Thanks, Marnes.
Just a one-time thing.
Marnes, pull my finger.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.